And now it's time for Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's talk hookup. For the next 2 hours, join Pete Gray, Rock Cod Rick Mexa, and this week's special expert guest for fishing information, new techniques to catch more fish, and the most current scoop on what's happening in the water. Let's Talk Hookup is sponsored in part by Yamaha Outboards, official motor sponsor of Let's Talk Hookup. Royal Polaris, the world's finest long-range sports fisher. By Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup, and Shimano Rods and Reels. Fish with the best, Shimano. Get ready for the fastest 2 hours on radio with the hosts of Let's Talk Hookup, Pete Gray and Rock Cod Rick Mexa.
Good morning, anglers, and welcome to Let's Talk Hookup. I'm Pete Gray with Rock Cod Rick Mexa. We're in the Mighty 1090 studios with Captain Tim Ekstrom from the Royal Star. You want to talk about big fish? We got the man to talk about it right here. Captain Tim is going to tell you all about it right here on Southern California Sport Fishing Voice. It's Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090. The offshore fishing last year was some of the best we've seen in years. Let's hope our luck keeps up in 2015. It's a brand new year, and what better way to kick off a new year than with a new Ford? Once again, Ford is America's favorite brand. Just take a look at last year's sales figures. It's right there in black and white. It's easy to see why Ford is so popular. Styling is contemporary, the technology is state-of-the-art, and the fuel economy is more impressive than ever. Fusion, Focus, and Escape continue to be San Diego favorites, and the new Mustang has the entire city buzzing. You've got to check it out. Right now, you'll find the biggest savings on F-150 pickups. The last of the 2014 models are going fast. And talk about popular, Ford F-Series has been America's best-selling truck and a favorite among fishermen for almost four decades. In fact, a new F-Series truck is sold every 43 seconds. Imagine catching a fish every 43 seconds. You'd be popular. Too. Start the new year in style. Stop by your San Diego County Ford dealer. They'll be glad to hook you up.
Information is the key to success, and inside information is even better. When it comes to fishing, inside information is critical, and that's what FishDope.com delivers. FishDope.com really does help you catch more fish and save fuel. FishDope.com is the only SST service with a satellite oceanographic PhD on board. The only fish finding service with a spotter plane. You get daily catch reports from Point Conception to San Martin Island 365 days a year. FishDope.com boasts the largest code group anywhere, covering sport boats, commercial boats, and private boaters. FishDope.com has online planning tools, moon phase, tides, hot bite icons, and more. What I'm telling you is, if you don't have FishDope.com, well, good luck. Membership costs less than 40 gallons of gas for the entire year. That's right, 1 year. What a bargain. Plus, stay tuned for the special code to save $20 on a FishDope.com membership. Check it out today, FishDope.com. Catch more fish, burn less fuel. Look, anglers, if you had one shot, one opportunity to seize everything you ever wanted in fishing, wouldn't you want purely the best equipment possible? You already booked the best boat in the fleet, so why not get the best gear? The new Shimano Talica 50 two-speed reel will exceed your needs. The Talica series is already nicknamed the Beast, but this is the king of them all. Power and torque unlike any reel ever produced, along with castable free spool, not found in a small reel till now. The Talica 50 two-speed has a narrower and taller design, an open top, along with an eye corrosion resistant cold forged frame, side plates and spool that provides the angler an extreme long range reel, lighter than any reel in this class. And when you have a reel like Talica 50, match it with the right rod. The 2011 iCast award winning Therese rail rods were designed specifically for this reel. Three rods in five colors and the 7'4" length will push those cows off the side of the boat. Treat yourself to the best and experience how light and powerful long-range tackle has become. The new Talica 50 two-speed reel and the Terrace rail rods, only at your local Shimano retailer.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090. What a great show it's going to be today.
We're
man.
Already having fun wow. with the mics off. Imagine now that the mic's on how much fun we're going to have.
Well, especially with this guy next to us.
Oh,
be a good
yeah.
day.
Yep, our good buddy Captain Tim Ekstrom from the Royal Star. Good morning.
What's up, good
Tim?
Morning.
Actually fresh off the boat just last week, right?
Pretty much, yeah.
Yeah.
A week exactly ashore here.
Yeah, and boat's still out right now.
Boat's out. Captain Randy Toussaint came out of...
Captain
he
Randy
put his
Toussaint.
Other hat on.
Yeah.
Yeah. And now he's
came out of lobstering, and now he's tuna fishing.
Exactly.
Yeah. So, it's been an interesting long range season.
It's been interesting to say the least.
Yeah.
You know, we're having great tuna fishing. I mean, everybody going down there is making their catches on the big tuna. I think unquestionably the events of the season are those Wahoo at Alejos Rocks.
Jeez.
And the bank outside. I mean, it's nuts. Nobody's ever seen anything like it. It hasn't. You know, it hasn't eclipsed the tuna fishing because there's been great tuna fishing both, you know, around on the outside at the islands and certainly at Hurricane Bank. An interesting year, weird year weather-wise in that, there, you know, all that warm water down there, there's been a lot of unstable weather, a lot of rain, a lot of wind. You know, not really big, giant, choppy seas, but a lot of rain, a lot of wind. So, you know, you've had to bring your rain gear. Yeah, you got to bring your rain gear, and you've had to work at it, man. You've had to work at everyone. There's been some great bites, some condensed hits. Remember the trip that you were on, Ricky? How really the good action was condensed to about an hour a day.
Yeah, have windows.
That's exactly
right.
You
make your catches, but you got to work for it.
That's exactly right. And all the other time, you know, you just have to. You got to put your time in at the rail. You got to angle for them.
You got to angle,
which isn't bad. You know, we like that.
Yeah. Well, thinking back to last Sunday, and Captain Roy Rose calling from the Royal Polaris saying, yeah, we stopped at Alejos Rocks, and is that a good Roy impression?
That's pretty good.
And we stopped at Alejos Rocks and caught, 180 Wahoo.
It's got to be faster.
He's
already, a lot faster.
Yeah, he's already done with that story in that amount of time.
and then they get to Clarion their first morning, they already had 25 with 6 or 7 over 2. Right? And the buffer zone.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's good fishing.
It's the good fishing.
Yeah. There's been some guys that have had really good timing on the way up and down on that Wahoo. And we've certainly been among them. I'm telling you guys, none of us have ever seen anything like it. You know, the old rule of thumb with Wahoo fishing is the first guy that goes in there when it's fresh, you know, they get a big hit. And then the next guy gets half as many. The next guy gets half as many as that. The next guy gets half as many. And you know, within 5 or 6 days, the cream's whisked off, and
get three.
You know, you're picking at them. I'm telling you. And last year there was a little precursor to this. I'm talking about 2013, and that now we're into 2015. But 2014-15, just take the rule book and throw it right out the window. You can go in behind a guy, right in front of you the day. We got 100, just killed them, fish everywhere, and you know, normally you'd be going, dirty dog, he got the hit, and so on. You go in there. 100, 120. Maybe it's even better. Oh my God, we got 150 or 75 or 80. The guy right behind you comes in. 85, 100. Guy behind him. 85, 100. Day in, day out. This has been going on since October.
Unreal. Unbelievable.
Yeah, it's just, I'm telling you, I've never seen anything like it. And these schools of Wahoo are like, you drive up and you'd think you're looking at tuna.
Speaking of tuna, how about the tribute on Wednesday at 90 miles from where we're sitting right now, catching 150, 147 bluefin tuna and a skipjack in January?
Crazy.
Yeah. Huh? Yeah.
He's obviously confused as to what his species ID is.
Yeah.
He thinks he's a bluefin.
I mean, the bluefin tuna, that's a, 64 and a half degree water, but skipjack?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, just
you catch down in the tropics.
Yeah,
right?
That's one that lingered around.
Yeah.
I suppose. I mean, the bluefin thing, it's not all that uncommon because that fish is, we see that bluefin in the wintertime on a pretty regular basis.
Yeah.
Going up and down between Bonitas, between San Diego on the outside. You see spots of jumper, you see a few in the meter, which we did last time going down, by the way.
Really?
We saw a couple of really good schools, and they were those good sizers.
Big ones.
So, not all that uncommon for him to be lingering around, but those kind of scores.
Yeah, to be biting.
Yeah,
to be biting all day.
Because usually he doesn't bite this time of year. You get a few, whatever. You see them and they don't bite. That's pretty extraordinary.
Yeah.
And the fact that you got the weather to go along with
64
it.
64 and a half degree water.
Right.
January 31st.
And 75 degree temperatures. And you're in board shorts and t-shirts and flip-flops catching bluefin in January.
And throw in the yellows on the coast and the yellows offshore. I mean, we went by Kelp and it was loaded with yellowtail.
Really?
On the way up.
Just, so are you seeing warmer than normal water temperatures down below?
Yeah, I would say so.
Yeah.
A couple 2-3 degrees. Absolutely.
Yeah.
And like beautiful blue, perfect
good clean
water.
Awesome.
We really haven't, you think about it, we haven't had any northwest to turn things over.
Yeah.
I mean, we really haven't. So You know, to me, the big question is what's going to happen come the spring? Or is that, you know, is that?
Yeah, I'm real interested in that.
Yeah, is the big high going to set up? And, you know, are we going to get a month of 25 to 30 up off conception and roll things over and you know, kind of hit the restart, if you will? Or,
yeah.
Or are we just going to roll right on through and there isn't going to be that event, you know, or that pattern isn't going to kick in?
Keep,
and we're
keep
just going to. Just keep the ball rolling.
Yeah,
we're
going
to be catching tuna again offshore before you know it. There's going to be yellowtail fishing here local, which I actually think that's going to happen. I mean, that's the way it looks right now.
Yeah.
Wouldn't break anybody's heart.
No. What are you saying? When I'm flying down to jump on the Royal Star for our 11-day fly down, fly back in April 15th, we could be catching yellowfin in local waters?
That may be a little premature. I wouldn't be surprised to see good yellowtail fishing.
Yeah.
But, you know, I wouldn't be surprised to see if this thing goes as it is, I wouldn't be surprised to see good yellowfin fishing. You know, it start up again. What was it last year?
May, we started catching them last year.
At the end
unreal.
Of May, there were some good yellowfin. Yeah. I wouldn't be surprised to see that happen again.
Unreal.
Not at all.
Yeah.
So matter of fact, I'd be more surprised if it didn't happen than if it did.
Sure.
And this, you know, I think last year was just kind of, that was kind of the build-up to the main event. There's a very good chance that the main event is going to be this year or the following year, you know, when the warm water really starts pushing everything up.
So do you think albacore is pretty much out of the question?
I don't think so, no.
Yeah.
I don't, because, you know, you think about it, harken back to 1984, it's a great example. 83, there's this big boom in El Nino, and 84, it kind of, it rolled right over. The water was still really warm. We had all the elephant, we had all that going on. The albacore just, I mean, that was a legendary year.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, the water was warmer right out of the gates. It was 67, 68 in June, or late May, early June, and there was just vast schools of albacore. We just kicked the daylights out of them.
I remember that,
all
yeah.
of June, all of July, all of August. You know, the elephants started mixing in come the end of July and then August. But I would not be surprised to see those albacore shift down.
Okay.
There's something, you know, the old mindset was, oh, cold water albacore, warm water, you know, warm water yellowfin. Well, if you really analyze the stats historically, that's not the way it's been. The albacore actually show up down here when the water has been a little warmer.
Yeah, so, early, right?
Yeah,
like
for sure.
Like that June, July kind of period.
That's right.
Right.
I mean, I get, you know, if you really want to get, you know, into the weeds, there's been some years where the water was warm. They showed up later in September. But for the most part, there's some connection between that, between the warm water event and those albacore showing up, shifting down to the south. So let's hope that's the case, because they're, we miss them. You know?
Yeah,
I'll take it.
I don't want to kick the gift horse in the mouth.
Yeah,
there's nothing wrong
with
catching bluefin and yellowfin. We're all happy.
9 miles from Point Loma.
That's exactly
right.
But I wouldn't mind throwing a few albacore in the mix. I mean, that would really spice things up. And you know, I don't want to harp on the bluefin thing, because it is what it is. We all know, you know, what happened whenever we got the limit reduction, 2 and 6, and whatever, it's fine. You know, we got to do our part. We've accepted that. Wouldn't be bad to have some albacore fill in you know, make up for that deficit. You know, I know everybody still wants to go out there and come back with a you know, substantial bounty if it's available. So, you know, a guy goes out and catches a limited albacore, throwing a couple of bluefin and some yellowfin.
Yeah.
All right, we're right back up.
Yeah, we're good. Yeah. We're going to have an albacore expert next Saturday, 1 week from today, on the show, a guy that makes a living catching albacore, Captain J.J. Gerritsen.
Nice.
In the studio.
Very nice.
So we'll have to be interesting to see what he says, what his perspective, because I wonder, a guy like he that goes up to the north, almost to the Canadian border, whether he wouldn't mind having a little local here on the way up, or are they just better off up there?
Well, I don't know if you see better off, what have you. You know, J.J., he's been up there a couple of years now, so he's got a heck of a lot more experience fishing down here still.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, he's got a great perspective on the big picture, I believe.
You know,
he's a damn good fisherman, too. He's
a great
guy. So I think his perspective is valuable.
It'll be a good show.
As far as whether he's catching them up there or down here, it doesn't make a dime.
As long as they're catching them.
As long as they're buying them and they're getting a good price. You know?
Well, so shifting gears a little bit, let's talk for a minute about Fisherman's Processing and the new product.
Yeah.
Oh,
yes. That's
the
awesome.
New product.
Yeah, what
I saw
a good
Sean yesterday and the tuna burger.
The tuna burger.
Yeah.
Home of the tuna burger.
Home of the tuna burger. Yeah.
Yeah. Have you guys had them?
I got one last night and we're going to grill it up tonight. I got it from Sean, but I got to see the product. I'm so stoked.
Product's beautiful.
It's awesome.
Awesome. Will you try it? I'm telling you can't even believe it. It is. You know, I watched the whole process, watched them make it, and from the time that it comes out as a loin, you know, or and is processed through right to on the grill and taking it down. I'm telling you, I couldn't even believe I was eating tuna to start with. Not that we're trying to get away from eating tuna, but the appearance of the product and the initial flavor, you'd think you were eating a turkey burger or something.
Wow.
It's so mild.
Yeah.
I'm just astonished by how mild and how delicious it is. You know, their objective, and this is 100% Sean and Rosie. They came up with this idea. They're the ones who created it and put it into production, and they have done a phenomenal job of creating a product that pretty much appeals across the board. You know, if you want to take that thing later and add a bunch of whatever you want to add to it, hey, great. But as it is, man, what do you guys try out?
How's it work? How's it work when you give your fish? If you say you want some tuna burger, how's it work?
Okay, so the tuna burger, one thing that they really like about it is the fact that you get the exact yield that you would get in tuna. Say 100-pound tuna, you know, the average yield on that is like 36%, 38%, and that's perfect, beautiful loins, all the red meat cut off, not the tendons and the backbone.
The fisherman's processing work.
That's right. Legitimate, you know, beautiful, ready to go, grill ready, if you will.
Yeah.
It's about 36-38%. You know, there's little variances depending on the fish. The smaller the fish, the lower yield. Anyway, you trade a 100-pounder in for burger, and if you're going to get let's use 36%, that means you're going to get 36 pounds of burger back.
And how? And each pound, each one of those two packs is a pound.
Yeah, each patty. It's less than a pound. It's about. It's 5 1/4 ounce.
Oh, okay.
So it's about roughly 3 per pound. So
wow.
You're going to get roughly 100 burgers back for a 100-pound fish.
Vacuum packed in two packs.
That's right. Vacuum packed in two packs. It's $225 a pound. So $225, you get 100 burgers back. You get your full yield.
It's a deal.
Yeah, it's a great thing.
Yeah.
And I mean, just the way that they come to you, it's a perfect preformed patty. It's already got it's already lightly seasoned. Sean described it really well, too, that it's lightly seasoned, perfectly ready to go. I mean, you don't need to do anything but put some heat on it and throw it on a bun with a lettuce and tomato. But if you're a guy that wants to go off like Chef Drew did, you know, we saw those pictures on your Facebook page with, you know, you can take it to as high a level as you want. It's really, but it comes just perfect. Preformed, vacuum packed patty. Fisherman's processing way. Tear the bag open, put it on the grill. It's ready.
But that's a telltale that Chef Drew even approves, who's the chef on the Royal Star. Chef Drew was serving it on the Royal Star.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. Right out of the gates. Of course, Drew wanted to break it down and start over.
Like, what is it? Yeah, but he did his own thing, and that's the advantage of it. You can have it your way.
It's one of the reasons I made that point, and that's why they made the product that way. You know, you can add all kinds of stuff to it, but no matter what, you know, it's not going to appeal to somebody if you start adding all kinds
of stuff. Yeah, if you put garlic in it, or what if somebody doesn't like garlic?
That's exactly
right. If you
put
this in it, then what if somebody... Yeah. All it has is tuna. I believe it has onion in it and like a panko.
That's right, the little
and
secret.
And egg.
Little breadcrumb.
The binder, a little bit of egg, and then their secret recipe of spices and whatever else they're putting in there.
Yeah.
But
it's a pure product.
That's exactly right. And, you know, it's a great option. Again,
oh, what an awesome
It's another
option.
Great option.
Because if you, let's face it, if you go on a long-range trip and you just have what you feel is just too much tuna that you can eat within, say, by your next trip or something.
That's right.
Man, you have those
exactly.
in your freezer, quick meal, 2 minutes on each side.
And they thaw, because I've taken a few home now, they thaw in like an hour. I mean, it's ready to go. They're little two packs, and just the convenience of it. I mean, we're going through the convenience of it. Whip it out, grill it up, throw it on top of a salad, make an actual burger out of whatever you want to do. It's another great option. You keep coming, you get your
quick
loins,
meat.
You get your sushi cut, you get your smoked, you get your cans, you get your jerky, you know, you get, and they're really flexible how they're starting here, especially this time of year with those bigger fish. If you want to take a fish, for example, a 100-pounder and you want half of it smoked, you want half of, or a quarter of it jerky and a quarter of it burger. They're working with everybody because obviously
so
they want to
get
that product out there.
Yeah.
But it's another advantage of being able to,
work with
it together.
That's
exactly right. You can take one loin, for example, and okay, it weighs this, and you're going to get that exact yield back in burger, which is, you know,
pretty
what a
awesome.
Great option.
Yeah,
it's super
so cool.
Yeah. I guarantee you they're being consumed at the Ekstrom residence.
Yeah.
And they're going to be consumed that much more. Cause, you know, I've got the two kids. It's the quick, convenient,
healthy.
Whip it out,
yeah.
Healthy.
Easy.
Yeah, talk about healthy.
Yeah.
Man.
Yeah.
Compared to Mickey D's or something.
Yeah.
Sign me up for the tuna burger.
Yeah. Well, as you can hear, we have a great show lined up for you today. Wealth of knowledge right here in the studio with Captain Tim Ekstrom.
You're not kidding, man. We're just going to have a blast, and we would love to be you to be a part of it this morning. Going to be talking all kinds of fishing, local fishing, long-range fishing. We got Fred Hall shows coming up, tons of great stuff coming your way, and we would love to have you be a part of it. If you want to join us on Let's Talk Hookup this morning, have your shot to talk to Captain Tim Ekstrom. There's two ways that you can reach us right now. First is with our local phone line, which is 858 area code 457-1090. Again, 858-457-1090. 457-1090, or you can reach us on our toll-free number, and there's still a toll-free line open. It's always a very busy morning, so we have a cool option for you for that toll-free number at 877-792-1090. So again, local line 858-457-1090, or toll-free at 877-792-1090.
And how about this prize? A new pair of Maui Jim sunglasses. A new pair of Maui Jim, it's the Island Time, which is a brand new style, really cool style. Saw them down at Dana Landing and really liked them. It's the Island Time with the titanium frame and the neutral gray lens, which is the perfect offshore lens.
Yeah, it is.
Great pair of sunglasses, $250 pair of sunglasses, courtesy of Maui Jim.
And they are so lightweight, too. They are really comfortable.
Amazing.
Yeah, it's a really cool pair of shades and about the nicest pair of glasses that you could ever want to have on the water. So, again, if you want to get your shot at those awesome Maui Jims and your chance to talk to Captain Tim, 858-457-1090 or 877-792-1090. When we come back, we're going to be taking your phone calls. Lots of great fishing information coming your way. You stay tuned. It's Southern California Sport Fishing Voice. Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090.
The ultimate one-stop shop for everything you need for a great day on the water is Dana Landing in Mission Bay. Dana Landing has the best in six-pack fishing, featuring several boats, including the new Double Down, perfect for 2 to 4 anglers, and the Impulse that will carry up to 6 anglers in comfort and style. Dana Landing has a huge tackle shop with everything you need to go fish bay bass, tuna, or marlin, plus expert anglers on staff to help. They even have Mexican and California fishing licenses. The deli at Dana Landing is a local's favorite with legendary sandwiches, salads, and more, plus all the ice and beverages you need. When it comes to freshwater tackle, East County Bait and Tackle is the spot for everything you need for a great day on the lake. The ultimate in rods and reels, the latest freshwater lures, and live bait. ECBT has a staff second to none when it comes to giving great advice and sharing their passion for fishing. East County Bait and Tackle is at the end of the 67th Freeway on Maple View in Lakeside. And Dana Landing is right across from SeaWorld next to the Dana Launch Ramp in Mission Bay. Check DanaLanding.com for more details.
If you are ready to experience a real Alaska fishing adventure, check out Whaler's Cove Lodge in Angoon, Alaska. The calm waters around Whaler's Cove are 100 miles from any large towns, so you will enjoy a wilderness adventure without any crowds. Whaler's Cove Lodge has some of the best salt and freshwater fishing in Alaska, and there is no need for a bumpy boat ride for hours. You can find productive fishing for salmon, halibut, and rockfish just 10 minutes from the lodge. Whaler's Cove also offers fantastic freshwater fishing in wilderness streams for wild salmon and trout. The Whaler's Cove experience will fulfill your wildest Alaskan dreams on the calm water of the Inside Passage or on a spectacular stream. It's your choice every day at the Whaler's Cove Lodge. After fishing, you will dine on fabulous meals created daily by the Whaler's Cove chefs and relax in your comfortable room or cabin. Learn more about this exciting Alaska destination on their website at whalerscovelodge.com or call 800-423-3123. Whaler's Cove Lodge, a real Alaskan fishing adventure.
It's time to get excited about fishing, and Point Loma Sport Fishing has everything you'll need. They offer half-day and three-quarter-day trips daily, perfect for families and the novice or seasoned fishermen. Point Loma Sport Fishing also offers overnight to multi-day trips, targeting the best of seasonal catches. Visit their website at pointlomasportfishing.com, where you can purchase tickets online and get more information on the trips available, or call 619-223-1627.
If you're into the water, I mean getting out and going fishing, diving, surfing, shark diving, or kayaking, you need to check out the Islander at islander-charters.com. The Islander is San Diego's leader when it comes to 2 to 5 day fishing. In addition, the Islander offers kayak mothership trips, spear fishing trips, and more. Watch the website for trips and adventures available. You won't find a more knowledgeable or well-rounded team than Captain Shane Slaughter, John Conniff, and crew. Experience the Islander difference. Visit islander-charters.com for all the details.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090. Phones are already getting super packed up.
Yeah.
But again, if you want to get your chance, talk to him and also have your pair of those great Maui Jim sunglasses. 858-457-1090. That's the local line. That's the only one that's still got some room on it.
Yeah, and I'll tell you what. I'm super excited about our Let's Talk Hookup 11-day fly-down, fly-back trip in April.
You should
love
be.
Love that trip, man. It's so much fun.
Jealous.
And that trip has been sold out for a year.
Yeah.
I mean, pretty much, as soon as it comes back, it's full.
With good reason.
Yeah, with very good reason. It's fantastic. Oh, what an opportunity to do a 16-day trip in 11 days, basically. I am just blown away that you have a couple of spots left on the March 11-day fly-down flight.
It was the same deal. That thing's been sold out forever.
Yeah.
Since last year. But things happen in life, as we all know.
A couple guys had
to cancel off.
Yeah.
Another guy, there was a health problem in his family, whatever. You know, it happens.
Yeah, it happens.
It's a great, by the way, it's a great opportunity to make the point. I don't want to go too far into it. But that trip cancellation insurance that's offered on our website, it's not through us, but it's through Travelers there.
Yeah.
It's a really good idea, guys.
No kidding.
Especially
man.
On these big ticket trips, you know.
Now, what's the deal on that? Is it, what do you like? You pay a percentage of what the trip costs?
You know, they got there's a bunch of criteria there, and there's a table there that gives you the rates for, you know, the amount of money, the length of time, yada yada. I think they plug into a few details about the, you know, personal information, but the bottom line is you insure a deposit of like $3,000 for. It's about $250 or $300. You insure the deposit, and if anything comes up and you have to back out of the trip, which happens all the time, mm-hmm. This is a great
you see
example,
it a lot.
You're
100% right?
covered.
You're 100%
covered. And we've had there was one angler a couple years ago who took full advantage of this. Thank God. You're during the trip, you know, you're protected also, and it provides, you know, medical.
Oh, really? Evac and everything.
Evac and the whole nine yards.
Really?
Yeah, which one of our anglers utilized, and I'm telling you, it was easy as 1, 2, 3.
No kidding.
Yeah, we drove up. They flew a jet into Cedrus and got him out of there. It was 3 phone calls. He was out of there.
Wow, that's a rad story.
It's really valuable. And for somebody who, you know, if you even have any question about whether or not you're going to be able to. You're going to be able
sure.
to make the trip. Maybe, you know, you have you're a small business owner and something
right.
unexpected could come up, which just happened in the case of a couple of these guys, you know, they couldn't leave. It's a good idea, guys, because,
yeah.
you know, if something does come up, you're out of there.
Yeah.
You don't lose your deposit. It's covered. And, you know,
everybody's happy.
Everybody's fine.
Yeah. So with this situation, you have a couple spots left. They're not going to last. So
I hope
would
not.
Say if you want to go on a pretty amazing experience, it's a 16-day trip in 11 days.
It's,
you load the boat.
It's a 17-day trip.
It's
in
a 17-day.
That's exactly right.
You load the boat in San Diego.
Right.
Meet the boat 3 days later in Cabo. Fish for 11 days. And I think on our trip last year we fished
nine.
Was
days.
It nine out of 11
days?
11
days.
Days.
It's exactly
How about
right.
that?
That's crazy.
9 out of 11 days
yeah.
when you're on the boat.
If you steam straight out, you have 8 full days of fishing, which is, you know, that's more than enough fishing time.
Yeah.
You're either getting it done or you're hoping to get out of there because you're not getting it done.
Yeah.
It's one of the two. But those, traditionally, you know, we ran a full schedule of those. They were our favorite trips. You know, for maximizing the fishing time, maximizing the time you actually spend
right.
on the boat, there's absolutely nothing like it, nothing
yeah.
to compare.
And you guys are ready to go. You pick us up at Cabo, take a ponga out to the boat. There it is, sitting right in front of the office. You jump on the boat. And you start going fishing.
That's right. You're fishing
you're
either
fishing
the next day or the day after that,
after.
And you're
yeah.
you're
so cool.
100%. It's almost like, you know, you wake up in the morning and you're already in it.
Yeah.
Man.
You're already in the tropics.
Exactly.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Which is pretty cool. You know, hey, all the trips have their advantages. You know, the ride down. Look at this year with
sure.
the Alejos
Great
thing.
Wild
but can, you know, how often can you hang your hat on that?
It's, yeah.
You just never know.
Every trip's got its unique thing, but it's very cool that you guys can give somebody an opportunity to go down and catch those big fish that just some people just can't afford to be gone that amount of time. You know, the difference. Now that you have Wi-Fi, a guy can check in, handle what business needs to be taken care of, fire off a couple emails in the morning, a couple in the afternoon.
Make
and then,
a phone call.
And then not have the extended travel time. A guy that previously just, you know, for whether it be business reasons or personal reasons or whatever, that couldn't be gone that time, now there's an opportunity to go catch those big fish and do it right, you know, in a right amount of time.
That's what it's really about. Those fly downs are just about time. And yeah. more, I would say at least 75-80% of the individuals I talk with, be it at the show or wherever, say, man, I really want to go on a long trip, but I just can't. I just can't take that much time. Yeah. And that is the number one reason anglers cite for not being able to make a trip like that. It's not about the resources. It's about the time. So that's a way to shave off, you know,
eight or five days
of travel time.
To do the real deal.
That's right.
In short time.
Yeah, and shaving that travel time off, as you all know, I mean, we've all been up and down the coast, you know, enough times. It rates high.
It's a good thing.
It does. It's a good thing.
Well, very, very good. Well, as you can hear, we have a great show lined up. If you want to get through, 858-457-1090. All those lines are full. Oh, no, wait a minute. That's the 877-792-1090 is full, but you can get through right now at 858-457-1090. You want to get through, there is your chance. Let's go ahead and jump into the phone.
You got it. Well, how about we start it off this morning up in Dana Point and talk to our buddy Brian. Brian, good morning. Thanks for getting us started here on Let's Talk Hookup.
Hey, good morning. I just wanted to ask Tim about, you know, I've been on a couple 3 days, 1 5-day. I'm trying to expand my horizons a little, just kind of seeing, you know, should I jump right into the full-blown 11 or 14-day? You know, I'm kind of wanting to do it, just or should I ease my way in, you know, or what time of year would he recommend, actually?
I think it depends on really what you want to catch, because obviously you have fishing experience, and as far as easing your way in, you know, you really don't have to approach it that way. Ricky can attest to that. We've seen an awful lot of guys that come on a, you know, be it a 12-day, 14, 15, and with any kind of fishing experience at all, the only real difference is that the gear's bigger. It takes a little bit of time, you know, a day or two to adjust the fact that you're fly lining a sardine on 130-pound. But otherwise, if you're fishing, you're a fisherman, you're going to adapt and adjust right away. So if you want to catch big fish, like you specifically want to target tuna, say 100 pounds or bigger, and with a vision of tangling with a 200-pounder, you want to go on a longer trip. You want to go on something that's, again, 12 days or longer, 14, 15, or one of the fly downs, that's your best option. If you want to target variety, you know, you want a chance at mixing that bigger tuna in, but you want to do everything else. You want to target Dorado. You want to target yellowtail, wahoo, school-grade tuna, you know, anywhere from 20 to 50, 60 pounds. Those 8 to 10-day trips are the way to go.
And so much fun.
Yeah, and they've really become a lot more popular, say, in the last 4 or 5 years. We had, like, a whole generation of anglers who were just straight big fish enthusiasts. You know, they wanted to target a fish 200 pounds. And then from that, it seemed like we did that for a number of years with great success, but then that we kind of went in the other direction. There was a whole group of anglers that said, hey, look, I don't want to go tangle with one of those giant ones. Either I've done that and been beaten up enough, or I like getting a lot more bites. You know,
mm-hmm. I'm staying busy all day.
I like the action. I like the variety. And for that reason, those fall trips have really come back into vogue, if you will.
And spring trips, too.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, the way the fishing's been the last couple of years.
Certainly more action.
Yeah.
You know, variety-wise, traditionally not as much. But I guess, you know, if you harken back to spring 2014, again, warmer water year, we were already catching wahoo. We were already catching, you know, mixing a few Dorado in. And of course, the bluefin, the yellowtail, the whole thing. So yeah.
Those fall trips are so cool in that you almost don't know what will find you. I mean, obviously, you behind the wheel, you have an idea. We're going to go here, which we're going to probably run into this and that and this. But, you know, on your way down the ridge, you might find a kelp that's full of Dorado and wahoo, and you're planning on going to fish yellowtail, and or they get to those spots where you anchor on some of those high spots on the ridge where you might fly line you're on the same anchor job, and you fly line a sardine and catch a tuna, or you drop to the bottom and catch a yellow, or there might be a wahoo on the jig. Like, all of these things at times are available on the same anchor job.
That's exactly
right. Four, five,
right.
Six different type of fish in the same spot.
It's the only place you can really do that, where you're sitting on the anchor wherever it may be it down below on below Mag Bay, or if you're on the ridge where you are. You're targeting every large apex
every cool thing
that swims.
Yeah. But if you love to fish, there is nothing like long range. I don't care whether it's a 3-day trip or it's a 17-day trip. There is nothing like it. And I'll give you an example of that. A good friend of mine, Steve Pazel, who just started basically saltwater fishing. He moved here from Chicago a few years ago. And he is, he's going on our 11-day fly down fly back. Never been on a long range trip before. But he has this incredible passion and love to fish. And I said, you're ready.
Yeah.
Just come. You will learn so much about fishing in that 11-day period that it'll take you to the next level in your fishing.
Big time.
Yeah.
It's fisherman's heaven. Yeah. I mean, it really
is. It absolutely is fisherman's heaven.
You go out and you, for whatever period of time you're engaged in fishing, which, you know, depending on length of the trip is the majority of it, you are 100% engaged in fishing.
Yeah.
That's it.
That's it.
You're living, you're breathing, you're sleeping, you're eating, you're fishing.
If you love it, Brian, all I can tell you is just go.
You got to go,
man.
Pick
a trip and just go.
That's the best advice I think I've ever heard.
Yeah. Hey, thanks a lot for the call this morning.
All right. Hey, it's time to find out what's going on down south. It's time for the Catch Report with Cast Tours, and the Cast Man is standing by. And today, this Catch Report, sponsored in part by Gamakatsu Hooks, Japan's leading fish hook that sets the standard for quality and innovation, strength and durability. As we've been talking about, the big fish season is here, and the Gamakatsu Super Nautilus Circle Hook is the one that's putting big fish on the deck. It has the strength and durability to help you catch your fish of a lifetime. Get Gamakatsu Super Nautilus hooks at your favorite tackle store. And let's talk to the man, Richard Castaneda from Cast Tours. Buenos dias, Cast Man.
Hey, buenos dias, Rickster, Pedro.
Cast Man.
Hey, listen, fishing down in Zihuatanejo is out of sight. You know, it's our main winter destination, and the sailfish and the Dorado, nice quality size Dorado, 15 to 35 pound fish. Being located about 15 miles off the beach there, it's just a great, great action. Multiple hookups on the sailfish, a lot of fish being released. I'd say probably they're averaging 4 to 5 releases per day. So, you know, that's a pretty good average on those sails. And, of course, there's plenty of nice Dorado there in the mix. Along the beaches there, Zihuatanejo, the rooster fish are in, 15 to 35-pound fish there. Also, some nice big jacks. 10 to 15 pounds on the jack. So some great, great, great fishing going on in San Jose. Down in Cabo San Lucas there, striped marlin bites slowed down a bit. But, you know, they are getting a few. They're still getting a few wahoo in the mix, not a lot. A few Dorado. But over at the Inner Gordo, Eric Brixton's Gordo Banks Fonga is reporting there at the Inner Gordo. Good tuna bite, late season tuna bite there. Nice fish up to 80 pounds. Still some fish up inside the Sea of Cortez up at the Ima and San Luis Banks, Binarama, and now they're starting to go into their winter mode now and doing some bottom fishing there, and they're getting some, starting to pick up some amberjacks, of course, the pargo, some yellowtail, but things are really, really start picking up, and of course, there's always plenty of sierras this time of year. It's a great eating fish, but Pete, that's a report for this week. I just wanted to remind everybody, our two trips for 2016, we got the Pesca Panama trip is scheduled for April 2nd to 9th of 2016, and our Christmas Island is May 17 to 24. Got tons of space on those right now. Of course, those do sell out right away. So if you've been wanting to go to either destination, by all means, treat yourself and give me a call at Cast Tours at 800-593-6510 or check us out on the web at www.casttours.com. And Pedro, I'll talk to you guys next week. And, my God, the Fred Hall Show is just around the corner.
It's just around the corner, Cass. And one thing I want to note is if you go into our gallery page, hookup1090.com, and you look at trips and travel in that blog post, there are articles and features on Pesca Panama and on Christmas Island. If you have a question about whether you want to go on a trip like that, you can read about it, see pictures, and then you'll probably want to sign up.
See stories of our Royal Star.
Yeah, see a Royal Star. So that's on the Let's Talk Hookup page, hookup1090.com, blog, and then trips and travel, and you can get a whole bunch of different features in there of various trips that we've experienced ourselves and would not hesitate to go on again. So thanks for that, Cast Man. Appreciate that very much, and we'll talk to you next week.
All right, boys. Talk to you then.
Thanks,
right,
Cass.
Very good.
All right. Well, hey, let's jump right back into the phones. They are packed up. Don in Woodland Hills, you're up next on Let's Talk Hookup. Don, good morning.
Hey, good morning, guys. Thanks for taking my call.
Thanks for joining us.
You know what? You guys said it earlier. The folks at Fisherman's Processing are just absolutely awesome, and I can't wait to try out their new burgers.
It's cool.
But I had some late October yellowfin last weekend as sashimi using the method you suggest to defrost it, and it was just like it came out of the water. It was fantastic.
Pretty amazing. So you put it, wrapped it in, took it out of the plastic bag, wrapped it in the paper towels, let it thaw in the refrigerator?
You bet.
And that, it works.
It works, and it does not have any fishy flavor to it at all or smell. It's just fantastic.
Yeah, cool.
Cool.
It's a two-part process. See, that's
my question this morning is on circle hooks versus J hooks for medium to large size tuna. I was talking to a buddy, and he's a J hook guy, and I'm a circle hook guy, and you know, I guess it, you know, it sometimes breaks down to just, you know, what works for you. But I'm sold on circle hooks for getting it in the corner, and I rarely lose a fish once it's hooked. But I wanted to get your position on that.
I think it depends on what size line you're using. I mean, there's a bunch of variables in there. If you're fishing for really twitchy tuna, say you're, you know, really struggling to get a bite and you're having to drop down to 40-pound line or 40-pound fluorocarbon if you're fishing, say, at Alejos Rocks and there's a few tuna around, or maybe down on the lower banks, potato bank, where, you know, you get those really twitchy ones. If I was fishing lighter line for anything that's in the neighborhood of 50 pounds or bigger, I'd be using that circle hook. I think it's a huge advantage, that corner of the mouth. The percentage of the time you hook that fish in the corner of the mouth of the circle, that's the way I would go. But if it's really good fishing, they're snapping, and you know, you're using heavier line, throwing them on, I would go with a J hook, just because you don't, you know, you may miss a bite or two on that circle hook and you just don't need it. And it might save you the expense too.
There you go.
All right.
All right. Thanks a lot for the phone call this morning. That does free up 858-457-1090. I want to have a chance to talk to Captain Tim Ekstrom and win a pair of Maui Jim sunglasses. There's your shot.
You got it. When we come back, we got a lot more Let's Talk Hookup coming your way. More of your phone calls. We got catch reports coming up. All kinds of great information. You stay tuned. It's Southern California's Sport Fishing Voice. Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090.
Want to catch the yellowfin tuna of a lifetime but don't have weeks at a time to commit trying? Then check out Journeyman Sport Fishing in Puerto Vallarta, Mexico. Based in Nuevo Vallarta, Journeyman offers an angling dream come true. Outstanding world-class fishery, immaculately maintained and outfitted boat, ultra-limited competition at the rail, and a Journeyman crew that has the experience and passion to make your angling dreams reality. A 2.5-day trip offers 2 full days of fishing from sunup to sundown and only requires 4 days away from your other commitments. In the 2013 season, Journeyman landed dozens of yellowfin over 200 pounds and several over 300. Choose the trip that fits your schedule. 2.5, 3.5, up to 8 days of the ultimate fishing for giant yellowfin tuna. For complete details, check the web at journeymansportfishing.com or contact 619-571-1979. Journeyman Sport Fishing, where angling dreams become reality. A new veteran-owned business that makes one of your go-to pieces of tackle even better. EngravedCedarPlugs.com provides custom engraved cedar plugs of all sizes for gifts, promotional items, advertising, awards, or just your lucky custom lure. They can engrave anything. That's EngravedCedarPlugs.com. Check them out. EngravedCedarPlugs.com.
Time to talk about great gear from Shimano. And I'll tell you, when you go long range fishing, nothing like the Talica 52 speed reel.
Yeah, that's it. You know, I mean, you talk about a company that has done everything right, knows about gearing and, you know, the hugely successful Tiaga reels and taking all their information from small, lightweight and everything and then plugging that in to the monster cow catcher, that Talica 50. Lightweight spool, huge amounts of torque, awesome drag, and it fits in your hand so good. And just, you know, put yourself in the position of a sardine. That spool weighs half the amount. It's twice as easy for him to swim line off of that
And you
reel.
Can cast it, right, Tim?
Oh, yeah. We've kindly dubbed that the winch.
The winch
is incredible.
Amazing amount of torque.
I don't even know how they do it. It's almost like it's got as much torque, as much grinding power, certainly as an 80. And that used to be the old winch,
yeah.
But the Talica 50
is the new winch.
I like it. Check it
out at your local Shimano dealer. Check Shimano.com.
Fisherman's Landing has been the choice of sport fishing anglers for decades, with the largest fleet of long-range boats worldwide, complemented by Southern California's finest charter and open party fleet. Now is the time to book your long-range trips and charters, plus half-day trips aboard the Dolphin. Go to fishermanslanding.com and see trip availability, and even book your trip online. Stop by or call Fisherman's Landing in San Diego and book now at fishermanslanding.com.
XSRF 1090 AM, Rosarito, Baja California.
You're listening to the home of the Padres.
To a home run, Kemp again.
San Diego's sports leader, the Mighty 1090.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090.
Oh, man, we're having a great time here talking fishing with Captain Tim Ekstrom, and only one line left right now at 858-457-1090. 1090. You want to get through there is your shot.
You got it, man. Let's jump right into the phones and talk to Mike, who's calling us from Allied Gardens this morning. Mike, good morning. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Hey, great show again.
Thanks,
hey,
Mike.
I got a quick joke. NFL, you heard about Boston getting hammered with all the weather, getting dumped with snow over there?
Yeah.
You know what blaming it on? Low pressure still hanging over New England.
Oh,
nice.
Nice.
Very nice.
Very good. All right.
It's funny.
Hey, I wanted to ask, on the trips, like you show 7 to 11 day trips during the spring, I think you're going to have to change that. You're going to have to put some Wahoo up there, and same with the 3 day to 6 day trips. You might have to put some Wahoo up there on that pictures that you have on your website.
I know it. This has been such an odd year. Who knows? I mean, we caught everybody did. You know, you're catching Wahoo at the Coronado Islands, for goodness sake. But, how about catching them outside of Rosarito on the way down? You know, dragging marauders on our 7 days or five
you
did
days. Did
that? Absolutely.
Really?
Yeah, put the marauders out right by South Kelp Ridge there. And I know that we caught one outside of Rosarito, outside of Descanso. I know Roy caught a couple on Frank's rig. It was just crazy.
Weird.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Just take we said it earlier. Just take the book and just throw it right out the window.
Yeah.
You know, all the standards, all the norms, all the rules are broken in 2014. And, you know, they've been broken again in 2014, in 2015. We're only a month into it.
Yeah.
Pretty nuts.
No doubt about
but,
it.
But, you know, what a great thing. It just goes to show, and I wrote about this on our, on our website the other day. You know, it just goes to show the beauty of fishing is it's always different. It's always different. It's always new. You've never seen it all, and there's always a surprise in store. It's amazing how many years, consecutive years, you can go on a trip, and you know it's the same length of time, same time of year, and the result be completely different.
Yeah,
Ricky, how many? Look at this 12-day that we've been on for how many years now, and every time something different happens.
We were talking about that the other day. It has not been the same trip once ever. I mean, from slow fishing to exceptional fishing, but way more towards the good than not. But even in the good fishing, it's always been different. This year was crazy good Wahoo fishing, or we've had unbelievable numbers of 100 to 130 pounders, or we've had really good fishing on straight cows, or just like every time, it's forever evolving.
Yeah,
that's exactly right.
Pretty unbelievable.
That's the beauty of it, and that's why, you know, especially you see anglers that they get bit by the long range bug and they come back year after year. I mean, we've had
gets under your skin.
Yeah, we've had so many anglers that, you know, they're fishing this for 20 years. You see them, you know, look at some of the old timers, like, you know, let's use Ralph for an example. He, you know, the long ranger. I mean, how many years has he been going fishing?
Yeah.
And you just never know. It's always new. There's always something
else. Something
happens that just absolutely amazes you, blows your mind. You know?
Then you can only do it at long range fishing.
Exactly right.
I always like to tell a story. My very good buddy, my guy I fish with all the time, this Skiff, my roommate Neil, we went fishing for the first time. He went on his first long range trip ever. Guy fishes in the Skiff 3 days a week, you know. Never get enough, went on the first long range trip and just,
he's
know,
hooked.
Afterwards just said, dude, he goes, dude, that is the ultimate there is in fishing, period. You know, done the marlin yacht thing, done, you know, the big fish in the boat. Like, it is the ultimate experience, period. There is nothing like it.
We've called it the show for many years.
It really is. Yeah,
it is the apex. I mean, that as far as our style of sport fishing, there is nothing to compare.
No kidding.
Could a 3 or 6 day be in the books at all during the spring?
This spring. You know what? It's funny you say that, because, I'd say it's possible. It's certainly possible. Maybe something impromptu. You know, every once in a while we have to drop a trip for whatever reason, get a bunch of cancellation, or just doesn't work out with people's schedule, and we'll throw some impromptu trip in there. So it's certainly within the realm of possibility.
Okay. Do you ever hit Colinette on the way back just to – or is the limits already are filled?
Well, you know, that's one of those questions that goes to the situation. Who knows? I mean, could we? You bet. Absolutely. And have we? Yeah. Is the boat always full of limits? I wish. So I would rather be stopping at Colnett out of looking for something to do rather than necessity. That's for darn
exactly.
Sure. But it's within the realm of possibility.
Happen. You got to look in the summer.
That's exactly right. You got to look at this thing going on at Colnett also. I mean, how many times have we seen Colnett be, you know, on the map?
64 degrees.
Yeah, on the map
in January.
Is the place to go to make a catch of yellowtail. I mean, it just, You know, and that's only happened a handful of times, and I've been doing this for a long time now, 20, going on 30 years of fishing this way out of Southern California, 26 years on long-range boats, and I've only seen Colonette be the place, you know, like three, now this is four times, and certainly nothing that's lasted as long as this. You know, usually it's a two-week window, you know, maybe a month where it's happening. This is going on now for two, three, because it was good in October, too, yeah, like, 2-3 months now.
The thing I always remember about these trips, this is the, you know, the quote-unquote freezer special. Go up and load up some rock cod. And if you're really lucky, the first thing, right at the crack of gray light for the first hour, you might get lucky enough to get a shot at a yellowtail or two on a yo-yo jig. Now, you wouldn't believe the stories of guys coming off the boat. I wouldn't say complaining, but even mention, like, oh, man, we couldn't get away from those things. You know, we had our fill of yellowtail. We were trying to drop down and catch reds, and I hooked two yellows at the same time and broke my gannion apart.
Love
and,
that.
You know, I was trying to catch a lingcod, but I had to switch to strip bait because every time I put a sardine down, I'd hook another yellow.
I mean, love
it's
that.
All day long.
That's
it's
right.
Crazy.
Pretty awesome.
So it's awesome.
Time to go fishing. Thanks a lot for the call this morning. Oh, a big event, speaking of going fishing, is happening today. The Friends of Rollo is celebrating their 100,000 or 100,000 kids taking fishing since the inception.
So cool, man.
Of Friends of Rollo, of course, in memory of our great friend Rollo Hine, who passed away. And since 1999, 100,000 kids. The 100,000 kids will board the boat today,
the Dolphin today at
Fisherman's Landing.
So cool.
Down the red carpet. And I got to say hats off to Jim Holden from Friends of Rollo, our new director there, has done a tremendous job in promoting this. There are going to be some serious dignitaries down at Fisherman's Landing at 10 o'clock this morning. I'm not allowed to say who, but I'm just trusting.
Okay.
Some big celebrities are going to be down there at Fisherman's Landing. So if you want to go see quite an event, and I know you've experienced it before with the red carpet and everything, it's quite an emotional event.
Jim Holden does such
all the anglers are invited to come down and witness this huge event. 100,000th kid take to go fishing today at Fisherman's Landing starting at 10 o'clock. So get down there, check it out, and congratulations to Frank, to all the people that participate. I'm on the board of directors with some great people. Harold Davis, who tireless guy who never stops working, trying to do this, do kids right, and take kids fishing. And the big raffle coming up, there'll be somebody down there selling $10 raffle tickets for the grand raffle this year, which is going to all end at the Fred Hall Show in Del Mar. But come on down, Fisherman's Landing, 10 o'clock this morning, the 100,000th kid, Friends of Rollo.
Yeah, it's going to be a really, really
big event.
Cool day for sure. Hey, let's jump right back into the phone, talk to Dennis, calling us from Norwalk this morning. Good morning, Dennis. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Yes, good morning. I'd like to talk to your guest a minute. Tim, if myself, I haven't been on a long trip like that, what is a good way to prepare for the trip, sir?
Well, what kind of trip are you talking about to begin with? You know, if you're
let's say around a 4 or 5 day.
And do you have experience here with local fishing? Have you been offshore fishing albacore or tuna and all that?
Yeah, about a day and a half, I guess.
I'll tell you what, Dennis, you're not going to find that you need a whole lot of preparation other than what you've already done. I mean, equipment-wise, you probably already have it. And, you know, as far as what to expect in the way of fishing, you can... I think that the biggest difference would be in the scenery, the variety. Certainly, a 4 or 5 day trip, you're going to pay a visit. I'd say more than likely you're going to pay a visit either along the Baja Coast or one of the islands down there. Maybe the quality of the yellowtail, you get a shot at something a little bit bigger. But God, the quality of your local has been so phenomenal.
I mean,
it's really amazing. You think about the quality of the fishing that's taken place here local, and by local I mean within 50, 60 miles, and there has been consistent long range quality, both size of fish and as well as caliber of action here over the past 9-10 months. So if you've been fishing, I don't want to say that a long range trip is just going to be an extension of what you already done, because there's a lot more variety in the destination, the type of fishing, the caliber of the action consistently is a cut above. But you know, the quality of the boat, the quality of the service, how we handle the fish, you know, the whole package is going to be a big difference. But as far as preparation for an angler, if you've got a lot of experience fishing local, you're gonna fit yeah. right in, man. You're gonna fall right in.
You're gonna be spoiled.
That's exactly right.
You're gonna be totally spoiled. What do you say to the guy, Tim, that says, well, shoot, the fishing's so good locally here, I'm just gonna go on a day and a half boat. Why should I spend the money and go on a long range trip? What would you say to that?
Well, again, I think the big difference is, and you know, the local fleet, you guys know, they've got my support.
Oh, absolutely.
The strongest support ever. I love those guys. That's where, I mean, those are my roots. That's where I came from. But a long range trip is a completely different experience. The standard is very different. The focus on producing that premium quality product. The number of crew and the experience level of crew per angler, you know, the ratio of crew per angler is much higher than
that's where the education I was talking about.
That's
earlier.
Exactly right. Yeah. Much higher than it is on the local boats, and the amount of time that we have to spend individualizing that instruction, individualizing the experience for the angler himself, that really sets us apart. You know, you got a lot of time on the boat, be it a 4-day trip or a 5-day trip. You got a lot of time to connect with the crew again as individuals, and they have time to spend with you.
But in addition to the quality, you just said the key word, time. They don't bite every day. I don't care how good the fishing is. If you've got your day and a half trip and they don't bite that day, you're done.
That's right.
You go on a 4-5 day, 7-day, 8-day trip. They don't bite that day. You got the next day.
That's right. And you have that mobility. You've got options. If
they
don't bite here,
you go where they're biting.
They don't bite there, you go here. And you know, you mix and match both in the quality and the variety. That's a big part of long range fishing too. Maybe on a day and a half trip, you're going out, you're targeting one thing. On a 4-day trip, you're targeting 3 or 4 different things.
But if you only have a day and a half, man,
go fishing.
Oh, absolutely.
Like on a boat like the Eclipse with Captain Mark Gillette. Good morning, Mark.
Hey, good morning, guys. How you doing?
Doing
morning.
Great.
Hey, wanted to hear about all that great fishing that's going on right now.
Yeah, it was a pretty special day for us yesterday here. We're on our second day here today of a 2.5. Yesterday was a pretty special day, yellowtail fishing at Colonnet for us. It seems like every week when I call in, I'm like, hey, we're having great fishing, and the bar just keeps setting higher and higher. And, you know, never had I ever thought that we would have seen the kind of fishing at Colonnet that we saw yesterday.
Unreal. Tell us about it.
Well, I mean, it was good. I mean, it bit from the time we got there till dark. I mean, it was all day. it was incredible fish. I mean, So the amount of fish that was there come midday on, it seemed like there's just more and more fish filtering in there. We're seeing big, you know, we've been seeing pretty decent schools of yellowtail in there, but yesterday we saw what we would consider domer schools, on the sonar. We were avoiding them at some point.
Wow.
We had enough yellowtail, you know. Nice grade of fish. There's mixed grade anywhere from 15 to 18 pound school fish and then there's that bigger grade of fish that I would call 22 to 28 I'd say we probably got 5 or 10 fish that are, you know, in the 30, 32 pound range.
Wow.
Real big, nice quality fish.
Man, and so now you have another day today. Now what are you going to do?
We're just coming up outside the beach here. We're just below San Jose here now. We're going to look for some vermilion rockfish and lingcod. Maybe we'll see if there's any yellowtail along the beach here. Looking at whales as we're coming up, and a little choppy this morning. This little front's clearing through here yesterday. It was pretty neat. We'll have some video up when we get in here. We were torrential downpour yesterday, and at some point, and we were had our best yellowtail drift in that heavy, heavy rain. It was weird because it was so warm. It was January. It was like 70 degrees outside. Guys were just getting so wet that they were just taking their shirts off because it was just so wet. And it was just so warm that you could be out there in just your board shorts and no shirt.
Wow.
I've never seen anything like it in January, that's for sure.
That's fantastic. Well, Mark, are you going to be doing any more trips on the Eclipse to target these yellowtail and rockfish at Colonnet?
Yeah, we are. We've got our schedule up on EclipseSportFishing.com, and we would love to target the rockfish, but them yellowtail keep getting in the way.
Darn, I hate it when that happens. All right,
EclipseSportFishing.com,
get the schedule, get on the trip. But one word of advice, book early, because these trips sell out quickly, right, Mark?
They should. I mean, this fishing is pretty special. It's just really neat fishing, especially for us, but If you got a day and a half, 2 days, you want to come out and come fishing, we'd love to have you guys out with us. And I'll get off the air here. And thanks for having us on. Have a good morning, guys.
Thanks for joining us. Appreciate that. Captain Mark Gillette from the Eclipse out at C4 Sport Fishing.
Hey, when we come back, we got a lot more Let's Talk Hookup coming your way, including more of your phone calls. We're going to be talking in with the Catch Report. Lots of great stuff coming. Another full hour coming your way of Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090.
Let's talk candidly about long-range fishing. This is Captain Frank Lopresti of the Royal Polaris and the Shogun. Nowhere on earth will you find a fleet of long-range boats like we have in San Diego. We are fortunate to have several top-notch operations to take you to the most productive fishing grounds in the world. We all offer good food, comfortable staterooms, huge bait capacity, and top-of-the-line fish-finding electronics. So why would you choose the Royal Polaris or the Shogun for your next long-range trip? What sets us apart from the rest? It's pretty simple. The boats, the crew, and the service. From the moment you arrive at Fisherman's Landing, the service begins. We help you load your gear and do everything possible to get beginners or seasoned veterans ready to catch fish. When it's time to fish, the Royal Polaris and the Shogun have the edge there too, delivering the two best fishing platforms in the fleet. But don't take my word for it. Come fishing with us. If you want the best, it's Royal Polaris and the Shogun. For more information, call 619-226-8030 or on the web at royalpolarissportfishing.com or shogunsportfishing.com.
This fishing season, you can get your hands on the edge the top pros like Steve Lasley and Jim Kingsmill use to catch more fish. A pair of the new Fraser Optics Bi-Light Gyro-Stabilized Binoculars. This next-generation lightweight 14x40 gyro-stabilized binoculars are ideally suited for any offshore fishing adventure. And when you get them from gyropros.com, it comes along with the personal assistance from professional captains like Steve and Jim. GyroPros.com is your direct link to Fraser Optics, not a mass retailer with thousands of products. GyroPros.com specializes in making sure you get the right binocular to help you catch more fish. And now, if you use the code HOOKUP at checkout, you save $100 on a pair of the new Fraser Optics Super Lightweight Bi-Light Binoculars. Check it out. GyroPros.com. Use the code HOOKUP at checkout and get $100 off a fishing tool that could be more important than your meter this summer. That's GyroPros.com. Enter the code HOOKUP and save $100 on the amazing Fraser Optics Bi-Light Binoculars.
Alaska is one of the ultimate fishing destinations in the world. This is Rock Cod Rick, and every year the one trip I look forward to is Kingfisher Charters in Sitka, Alaska. My dad and I have been going for over 15 years, and I just can't wait to go again. No one does it better than Kingfisher Charters. They offer the best service, the most comfortable accommodations, fantastic food, the finest fishing charter captains in all of Sitka, and the ultimate value. Sure, I've been to others, but time and time again, nobody beats Kingfisher Charters. You can catch huge halibut like the ones we do almost every year, and salmon? Well, Sitka is famous for some of the best runs in Alaska. We also get plenty of rockfish and huge lingcod. And when it comes to fish processing, the best in Alaska is Kingfisher Charters. And listen to this, it's all included in your package. In fact, everything is included except the tips. It's truly amazing how the Kingfisher crew continues the quality of service they deliver year after year. Come and join me on the Let's Talk Hookup trip in June, or just go when you can. Kingfisher Charters, 800-727-6133. Or check KingfisherCharters.com.
XEPRF 1090 AM Rosarito, Baja California.
You're listening to the home of the Aztec.
What's that slam dunk? That's what I'm talking about.
San Diego's sports leader, the Mighty 1090.
Good morning. This is Mark Rayer for Genren Sport Fishing. The East Cape 214 season has wound down, and now's the time to start planning a fishing vacation for 2015. My twin-engine cruisers provide unparalleled service and the finest equipment with all accurate reels, CalStar rods, and state-of-the-art Simrad electronics. For information on packages, a weekly fish report, two live webcams, and much more, check out TeamGenren.com. We will provide a fishing experience that will exceed your expectations.
Are you feeling that itch to get out on the water? Come fishing on the American Angler and reacquaint yourself with some familiar faces and make new friends. Captain owners Brian Kiyohara and Sam Patella take pride in every aspect of the American Angler operation, from their loyal and trusted crew to the sashimi-grade fresh fish you'll take home. It's easy to find a vacation that fits your schedule. We have everything from day and a half to 10-day trips and longer. Call me at the office, 619-223-5414, or check us out at AmericanAnglerSportFishing.com. We want you to become a part of the American Angler family.
The offshore fishing last year was some of the best we've seen in years. Let's hope our luck keeps up in 2015. It's a brand new year, and what better way to kick off a new year than with a new Ford? Once again, Ford is America's favorite brand. Just take a look at last year's sales figures. It's right there in black and white. It's easy to see why Ford is so popular. Styling is contemporary, the technology is state-of-the-art, and the fuel economy is more impressive than ever. Fusion, Focus, and Escape continue to be San Diego favorites, and the new Mustang has the entire city buzzing. You've got to check it out. Right now, you'll find the biggest savings on F-150 pickups. The last of the 2014 models are going fast. And talk about popular, Ford F-Series has been America's best-selling truck and a favorite among fishermen for almost four decades. In fact, a new F-Series truck is sold every 43 seconds. Imagine catching a fish every 43 seconds. You'd be popular too. Start the new year in style. Stop by your San Diego County Ford dealer. They'll be glad to hook you up.